So in 1821, it was pretty easy for Stephen Austin to get over 300 American families to move to Texas. He sold them in chunks of land that were about 960 acres each. Everything was good, first. Then Mexican government started to put more pressure on the people of Texas. Stephen Austin became the spokesperson for the Texas settlers to the Mexican government. By 1835, the settlers of Texas were not very happy. And in 1836, Stephen Austin encouraged the Texas settlers to revolt against the Mexican government. He was actually put in prison for a year by Santa Anna, the leader of the Mexican government, for suggesting that Texas should try again to get independence from Mexico. In 1836, the Texas settlers had declared their independence from Mexico, and the war started. They won the war, led by Sam Houston, which is where Houston, Texas, got its name. After Texas was free from Mexico, Stephen Austin actually ran for president of the new country of Texas. He lost, but was made Secretary of State instead. So, the next time you go to Texas, or just see Austin, Texas on a map, you will know where the first name came from. You will think about this strong leader and how he led the first settlers of Texas to fight for their independence from Mexico to become part of the United States. A long time ago, before Texas was a state, it was owned by Spain. Spain wanted to get people to move there, so they let people buy land grants from them. One of the people who bought a land grant was a man by the name of Moses Austin. However, shortly after he bought it, he died, and then Mexico got its independence from Spain and got control of Texas. Moses Austin had a son named Stephen. He went to the Mexican government to ask him if he could still have the land that his dad had bought from Spain. Mexico said he could have it, but they had some conditions. The people who bought the land from Stephen and moved into Texas had to become Mexican citizens, become Catholic, and they couldn't have slaves. This was during the time of Manifest Destiny, where Americans were trying to spread out and claim as much land as they possibly could. What do you think of when you think of Texas? Do you think cowboys, cactus, reba, or country music? There's probably a lot of things you don't know about Texas. For example, do you know how Austin, Texas got its name? Well, it's actually a pretty interesting story that I don't think you want to hear.